Deva Subhava Riva and Brilliant. Dear precious Father, we want to thank you this afternoon and again this morning throughout the United States of America and other parts of the world that we have been met in even a place of God to meet us again this weekend to worship together with the friends and saints all over the world through the internet, Skype, and all other mediums which have been used. And that is the provision of wisdom that Father Lord has granted to men on this under earth, through which Father Lord, you are also using the Spirit to communicate with the dust, the people all over the world. We are thankful for that, O God. Even this hour, Father Lord, we commend everything that is ahead of us, from singing, reading the word, preaching the word. O God, we pray for your grace and favor. And even the protection and the mind and the guidance of the Spirit of God that is upon our brother again as he ministers. More importantly, Father Lord, even might be preaching, but it also so us who are listening and hearing, may the spiritual and wisdom of understanding that which is being spoken be available so that we can, O God, understand the mind of God. We pray, Father God, that you send messengers to bring forth message. And those who hear and pray, they are saved and protected. Thank you for this hour, Father God, that we humbly come to God, and that the Spirit, who is the main teacher in these things, Lord, will take over and guide us in every worship that will be glorifying your only Son, Jesus Christ, to whom everything begins and ends in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 67, in our inbox, blessed assurance. One of the, I think also, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what for the Lord to give us? Hey, I'll come to all of its feeling, washing in my love. Is it my soul? Is it my soul?
Lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Amen.
Amen.
The reading today shall come from John chapter 4, and the last week we left on verse 26, and in verse 27, we are going to read from there. There we find the testimony of the lady, the woman that met her Savior in the well. And you remember, those of you who will be privileged to read the meditations, this is one of the also portion of scripture that again has preached it, and it is being preached in that book, especially chapter 4, verse 29. Saying, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? And that's beautiful, beautiful. I also noted that, as I said earlier on, the people of Samaria, they heard about that statement, and they came to Christ, and they ordered Christ to spend 2 days in the city. And after that, they say publicly, now, we don't believe because of what you told us, that we have heard from him. Indeed, he is the Messiah, the Christ, who came to save the world. As others who say it means he came to save everybody. That's not what it meant. But each one of his elect from all tongues and nations of the earth, that's the word in the context here. Verse 27. And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, what did you seek? Or what are you talking with? Why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the man, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Would this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples ate him, saying, Rabbi, meaning teacher, eat. Verse 32. But he said to them, I have a food to eat of which you do not know. Verse 33. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish, his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit for eternal life. That God, he who sows and he who reaps, may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. That's verse 29, and that is what is quoted here. Mm-hmm. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritan had come to him,
They gave him to stay with them. And he stayed, you see, he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own way. Then they said to the woman, verse 42, now we believe not because of what you say. For we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now after the 2 days, he departed from there and went to Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana and Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain noble man whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. This is the signpost of another Pentecostal church around the city. That unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not by no means believe. Verse 49. The noble man said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. So the man believed in the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way, and as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. Then he inquired of them the hour when he was better, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed that his whole house. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen.
Amen.
Another statement again found in one another Pentecostal church is there again, so the father knew that it was at yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. And they always say that that's the hour you are going to hear the word and be healed. So we look at their signposts, they are everywhere. They are now making fun of some important words they found in the Bible. And one thing that you don't see is that all that was done by Christ, but you don't see Christ there. They just pick what Christ did and capture it so that it touches or catches up with the mind of people and not giving it for their salvation, but for their own gain.
Amen.
That has been the reading today. And we thank God that the Lord did in his own way have to go through this way to meet this woman. And you will see through the reading that what began like the conversation between the two, I do believe that there were several people who were to be protected or who were to be reached out with the gospel through that woman again. And in Samaria, many believed in him. Maybe many believed in him, but in that group of those who believed in him, there were those who came to serve, and he left there with those of each one of those elect, saved and redeemed by the appearance of Christ through that way in which he went through the Samaritan town. So, without wasting much of the time, let me ask Brother Ken to continue from where we stopped last week, and Before you can do that, let me ask Brother William to pray for the word. Brother William, we will prepare to let him out.
Tipeke masipepele ambu Yesu tukiyafikana kumasupenekezani chifukwa cha tsibulaliro kumasontha imene malipatsa masabata tikudziwa mbuye nthawi imeneyi tabwera zipindi zopanda kanthu ine mulungu wa zifundo zonse amene timakomera mtima kutolera kumawanu kunakuti tina kumerani kukumbusa mwana wanu kwa usankho anu kulana ambuye nthawi imeneyi amene mbale tena akuphunzitsa kulalikira mawu awa mulungu wa mphamvu zonse mulungu wodziwa zonse mulungu wosankhatu anthu anu siku lapa asisa negebe. Ula nukwari wa mimuwa kuhonsa, mpati siku lima kuwao, akamke, siku saufu mwa kumamba, masi ya kuye shimini mwari kuzeja kumpandu wano chukumu. Ule menero, njima zamani, sikari kumpandu wano chukumu. Nero, tukutawi kose. Amen.
This is my story, this is my soul, raising my Savior, all the day long. This is my story, this is my story, raising my Savior, all the day long.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well, let me invite you to look with me in your Bible to Acts chapter 13. And my text today is from verse 4 down to verse 12, and I want to speak with you about the work of the gospel. What is the work of the gospel?
Ya uchenga wabwino. Kodi ama nukauza chana, ama uchenga wabwino magira nchito ya ake.
There are many today that speak of doing the Lord's work. That's how they like to speak. But what is the Lord's work?
Paditu kuhimbila antu, umeni lima na uli magira nchito ya munu. Niko lima na kwa jodo, kuma kusura na kuti, ama nukauza chana, ama magira nchito ya mbuye.
Well, we can question men's definitions, but when the scripture tells us plainly, then we listen. Remember that as these here were ministering in this church in Antioch, which was in the country of Syria. It wasn't even in Israel. The Lord was already at work there, and he, as we saw last time in verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them."
Ukukuta alikuwa nikiogea, imene ni mzinda au mzimu wa pala asuri, imene sikuwa alikuwa Israel, ai. Umambuya adali, aka ambaka wale kukira nshiko ya kukumiki ya kukumiko mene wapa nikiogea. Pamela adali ankula, kutimeke ya chumi, ukimu nipatu leine, Paulo nipala napa, Saulo nipala napa, kukumiko ya kukumiko, imene neyo mzama kukira wapo.
So we can say that the work of the gospel is the work whereunto he calls out his laborers. Our Lord said that he was the Lord of the harvest. And he said, "Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he might send forth laborers into his field."
Wa
there's much that is being done today in the name of the Lord that is not the Lord's work. The Lord never sent them. And what men attempt in the name of the Lord, if they tried to do that in the secular world, they would be arrested. If I started a business and started putting Coca-Cola into bottles, and then I put my label on it and called it Coca-Cola, I'm sure you have that there in Malawi, that they would arrest me. They would say I was not authorized to use that name. But in the name of the Lord, people go out every day and use his name, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're serving the Lord. Remember what our Lord said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father, which is in heaven? It's to give Christ all the glory. And you can see in verse 22 what he said, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied, notice, in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and again, in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It is a grave iniquity to say that you're doing the work in the name of the Lord when he has not revealed himself in you and he has never authorized you to speak in his name.
Inu akuchita kusayeruzika. Kwa azamati kusayeruzika, ndi antu onse amene amachita dzina la Mulungu kumaona kuti akutumikira Mulungu, asali Mulungu akuwatuma iwowo, chifukwa Kristu asadaonekere asadagumburuke kwa iwowo. Kwa onse amene Kristu asadagumburuke kwa iwowo kumakamakaniza Mulungu, ndi ana akusayeruzika, ndi kuchita kusayeruzika pamaso pa Mulungu.
The modern term that people like to use is missionary work. They say, well, we're doing missionary work. They were sending out missionaries. Do you realize that that word does not even appear in Scripture?
Kwa hivyo mwaziwa mawa mene wa sama unekela bari kulomulibe.
that actually has its roots in Catholic religion, when the Catholic Church would send out priests from Rome to go establish mission stations. These would be missions where they would build their cathedrals, and then they would begin to educate the people. So they were called missionaries, but there's no such word used in Scripture. Organizations like the word, because then they can use it to cover a multitude of activities. For example, doctors, teachers, builders, farmers, all of these can be sent out in the name of religion to do a work in foreign lands, and they call it mission work. I remember when I first began in the Ivory Coast in a very remote village, but it was a prefecture. There was a government representative there in that town, and he had his office. So as soon as I got there, I went to introduce myself to this governor. And he had been accustomed to other missionaries that he'd met in other places. And so he asked me the question. He said, well, what does your mission organization plan to do to help us here in our community?
And
I can remember the Lord gave me some wisdom in answering him, because I said to him, I've come here to do everything for your people that you cannot do for them.
And
I could see his face change, and he began to think in terms of projects. Well, we need a school. We need wells for water, and we need food, seed for planting, farming, and all these things. And I stopped him, and I said, well, you can do that for your people. That's why you're here. There are government projects. There are funds available for helping people. But what you can't do is preach the gospel. And that's why I'm here, to preach the gospel, period.
Ukula kwa nchito zimene zilipo. Lada mkoroza.
And that's what we see here in Acts chapter 13. Paul did not go out, or Barnabas, from the church of Antioch to set up schools, or to dig wells, or to give out food to the hungry. His one reason for being separated out and sent out by the Lord was to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it is to do the gospel work.
Jeno apatikuona chifuwa chimene sabulo titana nama hata apatikuwa chosu ya apachide. Kono ule mfawili yawa sada pide kune apatisekule maskulu kaminaka kumbezi sime kaminaka mange mazikwatara kaminaka kata ikachakuni ya wanfancha sada kwele nisimene tu ai chimene hata kwele na yu chitali chimozi kukana ligira uchenga wangu ino wangu wa cheso kwele kwa cheno.
Now, the first thing we see then about the Lord's work, this gospel work, is that it's a matter of going where the Spirit of God directs. You see that in verse 4? So they, not being sent forth by men, not being sent forth by the church, but they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus.
Tikamaona mtawi ya wawa, sada tumipe ndi mpingo, sada tumipe ndi antu, ada tumipe ndi mzimu wangu ya chifuwa ya tukuhona kutawi, amedeko iyo, o tumipe ndi mzimu era, kona amedaka watuma, anasipila mtu kuselukea, nipo, wachokea anapila mgalawa kukukro.
How important or vital is it for us to be submitted to the will of the Spirit as to where he is pleased to direct and where he is pleased to cause the seed of the gospel to be sown. Now, if you look on a map, Seleucia was right on the coast of Syria. It would have been about 24 miles from Antioch. And Cyprus would have been in the sea, in the, off the coast of Israel and Syria, between Syria and Greece. It was an island even today that's still known by that name, Cyprus. Now some, looking at this logically, they would say, well, the reason they first went to Cyprus was because that's where Barnabas was from. That was his home country, Cyprus.
You know, I'm going to have a point of view. uchifoni kumene kwenye kutari kwa paramutnafa, chifoni kumene ala ya mbapita, ukwepilo kukro.
But that's how men reason.
Mene mwomu njimene anto amagali zina bazindu.
When we read this story and what took place there on that island, the real reason why the Spirit of God was directing them to begin there first was because of a Roman deputy by the name here of Sergius Paulus that the Lord had purposed to bring the gospel to and cause him to be converted.
You
might wonder sometimes, well, why doesn't the Lord send the gospel here? Or why doesn't he send the gospel there? In our minds, we think, well, that would be a good place to start. But I will tell you that wherever God is pleased to send his gospel, there must needs be some sheep there whom God has given to his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for whom Christ paid the debt. And them also, Christ said in John 10, he must bring. We have an example of this in Acts chapter 16. There's a verse there that I want you to see of how the Spirit directs. In Acts 16 and verse 7.
But it's also, there is a great book from which we go to 16, the man there 7, he won a memo at a socolera, the man who has never been.
Actually, let's start in verse 6, because both of these verses are important. Notice, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia, this is still the journeys of Paul and Barnabas, only Barnabas now had separated because he wanted to take John Mark, and Paul didn't. So the Lord separated them, and actually John Mark and Barnabas went back to Cyprus, where they had begun. But Paul, taking Timothy now, it says, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, notice, were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. So, there are people that say, well, if we're forbidden to preach somewhere the word of God, then it must be the devil. Here it says the Holy Ghost forbade them. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia.
Then
in verse 7 again, they were come to Mysia And you can look at these places on the map. These were places where they went thinking the Lord would direct them to preach the word, but it says they essayed to go into Bithynia, and here again, but the Spirit suffered them not. Wasn't the devil, the Spirit. Now, when you read on further down through Acts 16, you realize then why the Spirit was not directing them to linger in those places, but to direct them over to Philippi, where there was a group of women, and one particularly Lydia, that were meeting down by the river. And in verse 14 it says, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Now we know that in the Lord's time, he did raise up churches in Galatia, according to verse 6, where they essayed to go originally. But this wasn't the Lord's time. He had there by the river a woman who sold purple. She was a merchant woman. And it was predestined that he should meet her there at that time, her heart already being prepared by the Lord to hear the gospel. And this in the city of Philippi, you can see in verse 12, from thence to Philippi in Greece. And this is the beginning of the church in Philippi. This is the people that Paul wrote the epistle to the Philippians to later. Do you realize that the church of Philippi first began in the home of a woman who wasn't even from Philippi? She was from Thyatira. She'd gone there to do her commerce. And yet, all of that, the Lord directed that the gospel be brought to her, unbeknownst to her.
Business. utenga umuntu ndakakubeshira koko utenga urugabeze rumwe akazigiga utenge ibintu murungu nibe n'amajiji.
So even here we have to be careful because we are so tied to the notion that somehow it's not a church unless it meets in a building that looks like a church building. Here, the church met in her home. It says in verse 15, when she was baptized and her household, she besought us saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there, and she constrained us. That's where the church met, in her house. I remember years ago in the Ivory Coast being invited into a region where there was a man that wanted the people in his town to hear the gospel. And so he invited me to come preach. He said, I'll have people together and we're going to meet in the school building. So when I got there and began to preach, all of a sudden the police showed up and they said that we did not have permission to meet in the school building. Well, the religious people of the town had heard that I was coming to preach and they were already opposed to the message of the gospel that I preached. So they're the ones that sent the police and they arrested me. They took me down to the police station, they took my identification, and they told me that I was not to preach in that town.
Koma wadzimu na kufanya kwa kamati church amenene chumba chimeleke chumba njema mwenye kuchenga siku wa ya mbuni kita yomwe njema na kuchumba ya kazi kwa chumba na kibo kwa dola ni kila mama mama ada kwa kwa school kuli kubeba ni kila ni kiri ina njema kwa school kuchenga kwa mbuni kula ni kila mukas chumba kita chini kwa kula ni sela zola kuli apoli sara kwa ya kwa yomwe kuli biya ni kuli manga. Ada demanda, ada tidak ada semua pasukanlah, mabas polisani, zero 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 kerja zero. Ada ni ada polis fokus dalam perkara bersama orang budi. Ini di sana kau ada pada disulam, ini di sini malu kuku orang tak usah kau beri maula dikira, di sini malu puna. Mama ini kurang kau, ini di sana usah polis kita beri ada demanda.
And when they released me, they told me, they warned me, they said if ever I was to preach in public there in the future, it would have to be by the invitation of one of these religious groups that was already there. Well, that, we know that was never
happening.
But as I was leaving the police station, there was a woman, and this is what made me think of this woman, like Lydia. There was a woman who had been listening to the message in the school building that was waiting for me outside. And of course, there were some others there as well. And she said to me, she said, I want you to come preach the gospel in my home. And I've invited all these to come hear the gospel. They cannot stop you from preaching the gospel in my home. So we went to her house, and there were about 20 of us gathered in her home, in her courtyard. And the Lord gave me freedom to preach the gospel there. Was I nervous? Yes. I was kind of looking out and seeing if the police were going to show up again. And it was from that particular home that a gospel church was later established. They could not stop the Lord from doing his work. The amazing part of this story, though, is the fact that this woman was the wife of the police commandant. And the commandant had told her, have this man go preach in our home. So all the while he had to apply the law because of the pressure from the religious leaders. The Lord directed his heart to be tender for Christ's sheep's sake. That's how the Lord directs, by his Spirit. So coming back here to Acts 13, that's the first point concerning the gospel work. It's directing his preachers by the Spirit of God, going where the Spirit of God directs. But the second point concerning the gospel work we find here in verse 5, it says, and when they were at Salamis, this was a prominent city on the Isle of Cyprus, notice, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their ministry. You might ask, well, Why would they go into the synagogues to preach? I will tell you, it's because it was in these synagogues that they had copies of the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures. The New Testament had not yet been written. Even though Paul and Barnabas were sent to preach the gospel to the nations, yet, as God purposed, until the Jews, and we're going to see it here coming up later in this chapter, where they shake the dust off their feet because of the hardness of the Jewish hearts, yet the Lord purposed that the gospel first be preached to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. Now, I'm thankful we have the record of what was preached, because it says here in verse 5, they preached the word of God. That's the gospel word. And you can put next to word of God, Christ. He is the word of God. They took the Old Testament scriptures and declared to these Jews how that Christ, the Jesus of Nazareth, is the Word of God and the fulfillment of all of those scriptures. Now, when they were in the synagogues, and this is the important lesson here, because this is the gospel work, the message doesn't change whether they were preaching to Gentiles or Jews. The message was Christ and Him crucified. The reason they began in the synagogue, it wasn't because they were trying to cater to the Jews or go in and tell the Jews how good a people they were and talk about their history. No. In fact, in Acts chapter 13, the same chapter, this is a long chapter, but it's showing us the gospel work. When you look in verse 44, as they went about preaching, it says, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together, again, to hear the word of God, that is Christ. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul. Notice, contradicting and blaspheming. Why were they angry? Because he wasn't preaching Jewish history. He was preaching Christ.
Now, kuna utendaji na umoja ulalikira kwa Yuda kulalikira za Yesu tawani tinaga kwa kefolo yikupeleka chitsindi kutise Yuda okhabana naye ndiyo kulalikira usina omwe kwa tumana kwa kefolo akuti ndipo sabana linalo utatukana pamodzi ngati muti wonse kuva mawa Mungu ali ali kutsenga umodzi wa mawa Mungu pore pai koma Yuda kwa kuona mau aantu kwa mayuda kwa kuona makamu aantu anatukidwa na tutana nazo zola mkudwa ndipa ulo na chika mwano kwa yada tutia adani ya sikuwa kwanji njifonisika ama lalifi la zambiri yao kuna malalika za mawa Yesu Kristu.
But the point I want you to see still in Acts 13:46 and following, it's their rejection. And again, being blinded by the Lord, it says in verse 46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldst be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. This is the Spirit again working, directing where the word should be preached. That's the gospel work.
Tiposa kubona kuti Mulungu amene amatsogolera kumene kuenekera kulalikira kuchenga wayambirira kumene kuenekera kuchenalalikira kuchenga kuchina chipongole kuti Maya 46 ikulankhula kuti ikuonetsa kumulungu kukana kwa mawa Mulungu kumene kudalika ndi mwaluda onse amene adabwera pamenepo chakuti ndipo Paulo ndipala napa adalipika mtima kuonena nati kunafunika kuti mawu a Mulungu ayambe alankhulidwe kwa inu ndizo za Yuda popeza muwakankha ni mudziyesera nokha osayenera moyo wosatha taonani kitembenukira kwa Mulungu pakuti kotero anatilamulira Ambuye ndikuti ndakwika iwe kuwunika kwa Mulungu kuti udzakhale iwe chipulumutso kufikira malekezero a dziko.
When I think about how the Lord has established the gospel work there in Malawi, and I remember, or I see what it is now, how the Lord is opening these doors, and some of you preachers are benefiting from the Lord having sown that seed. But I can remember back when Brother James first contacted me over 10 years ago, being resistant in my own spirit even to answer. It took over a year for me to answer him. And then even going the first time and seeing what was going on in the name of religion and coming back and thinking there's no work of the Lord being done there. And yet the Lord himself in his time separating out some left just like these Jews angry over the message and yet preserving others to where now the gospel seed has been sown. There is a seed sown and planted there from which now the Lord is blessing. But it's all in his time.
Ineyo mkati mwanga sindi mambo mfunu kapena kushira njira kuti kwa zorumiki sana nao mbwela kumarao kumarao ya kubeta zori kari mwanga mkulimbiki sikabe na kari mchubili makana ita lumiki sana nao mpama na mzika kwa ule ndo yamba ita kwa ule ndo yamba kita ule lika uchenga mwuma chita kuhone sabudi mwuri kukanika kwa uchenga wangu ino kumarao ya kita ajala mawe chita kwa ule kwa ule kwa chiwi ita kwa ule kwa ule kwa ule kwa ndipo ndipo tatsimikiza kuti kulikaso ntchito imene itikhale mdziko la malawi koma kufuna kwa mulungu nthawi imene idali nthawi imene mzimu wa mulungu adzafuna apatule anthu ena kuntchito ya mtumiki ndi kuti wena awasiye Kuna ni mchawi wa ikiga, mshima mungu wada kazaru wale kabisa, ena ada wa siya mungu, ena na mbili mkula di grama. Kuna mamitia ni kabu ya kuru cheka ujawa, pika choka ni mpiko ujawa kula, tipa nfambira ya kukuru pika ujawa kula, nipo mpukula amsa choka anu mpiko ujawa, anu su kukuru ishi, ashira mzina. Mwede kwa ni mwede mshima mungu, ama kiliwa chido, ama chokolea, kumene yeye, hakufura, osa kumene, makarizo wako, tibu kina,
And just like there, there were some who were motivated and bent on completely shutting down the work of the gospel. They were so angry about the message. So here, but verse 48, when the Gentiles heard this, see the Jews rejected, but when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. They didn't glorify the men. The preachers, they glorified the word of the Lord. And as many, notice, as were ordained to eternal life, believe. That's always the way it is. Those whom God has ordained through his son to eternal life, most certainly will believe. And you can't shake it out of
them. You know, Anguena, anda kuzika na ucheko jendi kunyanyala, ambuye kiyomwe ya dobe cha mzimu wa kungu, kurasa umbe uchenda uja, akumume abwelele mbuye. Kumamwe ya kuena, maso wawo ale tisipi kuna kutenga, nikuyamba kuyanga nitika, nikuyamba kutulon dola. Tawana ni bimaya kia 48, yama chikiba mele kumona chapter 13. Aguri, ndipo wa kumpa ichi, amikundu anakondwea. Atangwa ayu dada kuya koma mungu anakondwea. Nare mekeza mauto amu mungu. Ada kondwea nare mekeza mauto. Nipo ada kubila onse. Aminada ikigila adu kumoyo sasa. Nipo ane seme beti ada ikigila adu kumoyo sasa. Kuna tango te okawa aminu mungu adewa ikigila adu kumoyo sasa. Yesu mpapela nkwaku mocha. Na aminada kubila uchenda. Panga tarike panga tani. Nipo siupo onse ayu koma okawa aminada ikigila adu kare kumoyo sasa.
What's the one constant that does not change through every one of these scriptures that we read here? It's the word of the Lord. Men come and go. Circumstances change. But the word of the Lord is forever.
Now, I think I'm also, Ada ikigila kumwewa sasa, nikuwa adhamu kubia uchengu sasa. Kwa matumine antu, ama adhamu sasa, ama pita. Mungu mabu kuchia chito, sishima ya mbika, shima kuita. Kwa mabu kusama pita, nikuwa kazi kika, aku kumu sao kawa, minada ikigila kumwewa sasa. Mabu ya, ingazi kwa mbubu wa ite.
Coming back here to Acts 13 and verse 5. This is where we see this. They went about preaching the word of God. And it says there, that it was in the synagogue of the Jews. Eventually, they were kicked out of the synagogues. And it also says in verse 5, they had also John, that's John Mark, to their minister. Well, we know, reading a little bit later on in Acts chapter 15, that Paul and Barnabas are actually going to separate over John Mark and go two different ways. But it still did not stop the word of God from being preached. That's the one constant that we find. Where God is pleased to bless, he causes his word to be heard. Now the third thing concerning the gospel work, coming back to Acts 13, and I'm going to read now from verse 6 to verse 11, is that where God is pleased to do his work, in the preaching of the gospel, there will be conflict and there will be opposition. Notice verse 6, and when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they're still on Cyprus, they found a certain sorcerer, notice, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus, son of Jesus. And it says in verse 7, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired, notice, to hear the word of God. Where did that desire come from? It's the same spirit. The Sergius Paulus was a deputy of the Roman government. All of this area was under the Roman Empire at the time. And the Romans were smart. They did this in Israel to help calm the people that they were occupying. They would always put a Jewish leader, somebody of respect to the Jewish community, they would put them with the Roman officer and therefore try to maintain order. That was the same relationship between Herod and Pilate. Herod was a Jewish ruler that Rome authorized to be over the Jews so that they could maintain and govern the Jews. But at the same time, Pilate was the Roman governor. The two didn't get along until it came time to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they were in agreement.
Ni Herode. Herode adaliza zembe wa dziko la Chiroma. Umazona amene adali wamkulu oyang'anira zakhale kwa Ayuda. Komabe kwa Ayuda kwa adakupatsa mfumu yake imene adali Herode. Anthu awawiri odana kumadai kukhala pamodzi kumagwirizana kunaine friendship to kuyasendetsa ku Chiyuda pansi pa ulamuliro wa Chiroma. Ndipo kuti kutsogolo kwa kwaniliro kwa anthu aja adagwirizane pakupachika Yesu Khristu. Mmene momo ndimene Mulungu adachitira mso.
Now logical thinking would be that the Jew would be the one encouraging Paul and Barnabas in the preaching of the word because that's who received the word initially in the Old Testament was a Jew. And that the Roman would be against. But it's just the opposite. Here we have the Jew that is a false prophet, a sorcerer, and wants nothing to do with the message of Christ, whereas God in his sovereignty now has prepared the heart of this Roman deputy to hear the word of God. That's God doing his work. Let this be an encouragement to those of us that the Lord has raised up and caused to do the gospel work, that where the gospel is preached, there's going to be conflict. There's going to be division. There was division with our Lord. They were divided over him. It's because there are men that with whom we must contend, that when the gospel is preached that gives Christ all the glory in salvation, they're going to oppose it. Now there's some that are going to try to say of this Bar Jesus that he was a sorcerer and therefore in witchcraft, and that's the reason why he was opposing. But I will tell you, because it calls him a false prophet there in verse 6. Every preacher, I don't care who it is, they can take the word of God and they can preach in the name of Christ even, but if that Christ that they declare is not preached in all his glory, and all the glory given unto him alone, then they are sorcerers. In 1 John 2:18, the Apostle John warns, he says, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. This man was an Antichrist.
Ipo bonga kudamba kuti wokana Kristu akudza
ngakhale tsopano alipo okana Khristu ambiri mwaichi tizindikira kuti nthawi yotsiriza iyi kunatoka kuti uyunso uyu adali ndiwo kana Khristuino.
But again in 1 John 4:1-2, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Notice, because many false prophets, that's the same word that's used here of this man here in Cyprus, that he's called Elymas, which means a sorcerer. But don't think of someone dressed up in a witch doctor suit. He's a sorcerer. He's an antichrist in the opposition to Christ. And it says, because many false prophets are gone out in the world, hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. In other words, why he came and who he is in the flesh. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. There's a distinct division over who Christ is and why he came and what he accomplished.
Ngati ichokera mwa Mulungu. Popeza aneneri onyenga ambiri anatuluka kulowa mdziko lapansi. Musaiwari nthanake ndi malangu wakuzoza Simon Elima watsenga. Amene ujayo amene amachita zinthu zina zinthu zonse koma mdzina la Ambuye na Yesu amene ujayo adali wokana Khristu. Amenemo muzindikira mzimu wa Mulungu. And I'll give you the Lord if any name of my son. Most of the same people who are so to see what we are going to do. And she commanded the Americans in Russia and the Mawamuru. I'm going to be in the one year. Don't want to Christ, don't want to tell her. Simus or now. I will tell you what she did in the Zimoguru. Zimuru wants to say, Umele Ubomeres, the three years, Christu, and let them to be Kusokera, Mamuru. For every Mamuru, America needs her. For the Republican, don't want to Christu, Dio. Amene ndiyake a Khristu. Aka Khristu amagonereza uthenga wabwino umene uwu, moko Yesu Khristu adabwera ndani, adabwera tani, ndipo amaukhulupirira chonso. Pamene aona Khristu samaukhulupirira, mamake amalankhula zina zotsutsana ndi kudziwira kwa Mulungu. Amene wawo ndi wokana Khristu, amene ndi manzi Khristu ndi aneneri onyenga ndi akatenga.
He was an advisor to this deputy, this Roman deputy. That's no small position. And yet, it says in verse 8 of Acts 13, Elymas the sorcerer, again, he's a sorcerer because he's opposed to Christ. For so is his name by interpretation. His name was Bar-Jesus, which there were many by the name of Jesus back in the day. And there's where we have to be careful. Just because he's called Son of Jesus doesn't mean he's the Son of the Lord Jesus. You see, well, he withstood them, verse 8, seeking to turn away the deputy, notice, from the faith.
Wajibu la shiro. Kwa mabukuyo kwake, kuda hivi kika wana tenga, nene wanyinga, amete, ada li adivaiza, muta amene azimu ya giza, kumpatwa kuhu. Nge muta amene wana kitaleko kumbuyo, mpatika muzo wana kilisiku. Pamene uya amene ali msukolo kukakala muzo, wana kilisiku. Kwa nandima da eki. Awi, kwa ma elima, watenga hai. Pakuti zina la cheli chelo po sandulika. Anawakaniza na esa kupatu sakazebe asa kumirie. Kono nchuali ime cha eni sa uyuri po kabu mpuyo wata zebe kutuwa kwa ese sa wata kutuwa ale telete kazebe kumiro chena wakui.
Now, every word is important in scripture. It's inspired of God. When it says that he sought to turn away the deputy from, notice, the faith. That doesn't mean that he sought to keep him from believing on Christ. He couldn't do that. In fact, the Lord had already given him faith to believe because it says he desired to hear the word of God. That word desire is an appetite. It's a hunger. It's a thirst. That's the evidence that God had already done his work of grace in his heart. But he sought now to turn him away from him who is the object of faith, that is Christ. And I'll tell you, once Christ has revealed himself in a sinner, there's no turning that sinner away. What is the work of the Lord? Next week, what is the doctrine of the Lord? Because it says in verse 9, then Saul, that's how he was known to the Jews, Saul, who is also called Paul. That was his Greek name. You see? So he, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou, notice, enemy of all righteousness. There's only one righteousness that God considers. That's of Christ. He says, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, notice, believed, you see, being astonished, notice, at the doctrine of the Lord.
Kuja ukunda kuwa kuhuri ya uja kwa. Kwa kuwa metuwa chitika cho,
anakhulupirira nadabwa nacho chiphunziso cha Ambuye apa nchitsimikizo kuti chiphunziso cha Ambuye chichimatsinza chilipo chimodzi anthu adzadabwa nacho.
Now we're going to have to leave it there, but what I want you to see, it's not the miracle of the blinding that converted the deputy. It's the doctrine of the Lord. It's always that. It's always the word of the Lord. Let God do what he will, but if he's going to convert a soul, it's going to be through this word preached, pointing sinners to Christ, and that's it, period.
Chimene chidapangitsa kazembe uyu kukhulupirira Mulungu sichozizwa chakhungu chine chidachitika pa Elima watsenga ayi koma chiphunziso cha Ambuye mchimene chidapangitsa iye kukhulupirira chimene chiyenekera kutsonzera kuti simirako sichozizwa sichodabwitsa chimene chimapulumutsa Mulungu ayi koma mnyuma wa Mulungu amene ndi Yesu Khristu ovumbuluka mawu amene amalalikidwa mabungu okhawo namene amasintha kubweretsa chikhulupiriro kwa munthu wotchimwa wosankhidwa.
So in answer to the question, what is a true gospel work? There are really four things that we see here. One is that it's directed by the Spirit of God. We saw that in verse 4. Number two is the proclaiming of the word of God. In other words, Christ the word. Christ and him crucified. That's a gospel work. We saw that in verse 5. The third element of the gospel work is that it brings conflict and division. If a person is true to Christ and declaring him as set forth in the scriptures, there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a conflict. There's going to be a dividing. There's going to be a smoking out of those who are of the spirit of Antichrist.
That's
what we read about there in verses 6 through 11, but we'll come back to that next time. But the fourth aspect of the gospel work is that God exercises his will in it, hardening some, just like the son of Jesus, Bar Jesus, and yet delivering others, like he did with Sergius Paulus here. The Lord's will be done in his gospel work, and I'm thankful it's so. Well, may the Lord bless this word as we've heard it today, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
hymn number 70 as we close.
Jesus gave me in the cross, where I found daily to all his grace, from Calvary, in the cross, in the cross. Be my my shall find. Let me
together in different places. Thankful for this means to be able to meet together even when separated geographically in the different locations there in Malawi here in Shreveport and others that have joined in from around the world. We know that there is nothing that can hinder you from causing your gospel to go forth and to reach those sheep that you've given to your son from eternity and for whom he came and paid the debt. And what a wonderful blessing it is to be counted of that number, not for anything in us, but by your grace and mercy alone. May we ever be thankful and humbled that you would be merciful to sinners such as we are. I pray for these preachers in Malawi that you will prepare to stand and declare the gospel again tomorrow. Pray for myself in preparation through the rest of this day that in all things the Lord Jesus Christ alone would be exalted and glorified through our lips and in our minds and hearts. And for that, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in his dear and precious name. Amen.
Amen.